Stop 5, Dr. Anna Sulan Massing talks about the poster Every Member of Our Family Drinks Milk.
My name is Dr. Anna Sulan Massing. I am an academic, writer and poet. A lot of my work revolves around the intersection of food and identity, as well as looking into the sourcing routes and the lasting effects of colonialism on our food and drink systems. This framed poster, over 50 centimetres high and just over 40 wide, is behind glass. The top half of the poster is filled with a colourful painting of a white family sitting around a dining table. The bottom half has a fluffy white cloud against a soft blue background. There's a painting of a bottle of milk in the bottom right corner, and written on the cloud in mostly black cursive writing is, "Every member of our family drinks milk." The "our" is underlined. The word "milk" is in bright blue capitals. Painted by H.P. Hood in the 1950s, this is an advertisement from an American dairy company. Seven smiling people, three generations of a white family, are seated around the table. The scene is bright, daylight is coming in from a large window in the background, through which are lush green trees and grass. There's a painting hanging on the wall to the right of the window, which is not shown in its entirety, cut off by the edge of the poster. It shows a framed rural scene with cows grazing in a meadow. The polished tabletop is set with a green vase of orange carnations, a green plate of cookies, and yellow placemats. The greenness in the undertones of the top half of the poster and the blue lower part flips the idea of blue skies and green pastures, and cleverly reinforces a sense of the outdoors. For me, the subtext of greenery emphasizes the fact that colonized lands, the white settler nations in particular of Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and of course the US, at whom this poster is aimed, were changed forever, razed to the ground so as to farm livestock. This farming was, and still is, feeding people back in Europe, or was done to ensure that the new settlers were fed foods that were culturally relevant to them, and not to the land they were on and the people they pushed off those lands. This poster is an almost pastoral British scene, set indoors and not in Britain. Colonialism and settler states eradicated lands and people to replicate a version of home. The idea of milk, of dairy, being at the centre of health and family life, and the ideal family life being so white, is perpetuated in this image. It seems to say, whiteness is health. Where are the myriad of people who are living in America in the 1950s? The emphasis on "our," in the words on the poster, suggests an exclusion of those who are not white. The table is shown at an angle. Father is at the head of the table, to the right of the picture, furthest away. Mother is at the opposite end, to the left of the picture, closest to us. A teenage boy and girl are at her left, and a younger boy sits to her right, with a grey-haired grandmother on his right. They mostly wear colourful but formal clothes. Father and the teenage boy have jackets and ties, and the girls and women neat jackets or blouses. Each person has a tall tumbler of milk and a long-stemmed glass bowl of pink ice cream. Father has a toddler on his knee and is holding a glass of milk up to her mouth. The message of drinking milk as health prioritizes a white European culture as a definition of healthy. Food and drink are a biological right, but they're also a cultural right. We should have access to foods that are culturally and physically nourishing. I want to know if there were posters of rice or corn or native produce being advertised as a way to healthy lives.